Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Our chairperson today is Johnny. Johnny, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks, Phoebe. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yuan, I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited conference call for the trading update for the fourth quarter of 2023. Apart from me today, we have our CEO, Dennis Cherukenko, as well as our CFO, Daniela Quatera. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded in our website, and you can download them from our website at www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我是公研科主管公司秘书袁兆章，欢迎大家出席今日提供研科香港交易所编号1029，2023年第四季度营运报告的电话会议。今日公司出席的代表包括我之外，还有我们首席执行官Dennis Cherukenko先生，同埋我们首席财务官 Daniela Quatera先生。出席嘉宾暂时会以视为聆听模式。在管理层正式报告完毕之后，我们会设有答问的时间，欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外，我想提醒大家，这个会议是正在录音的，而会议使用的公告和演讲稿已经上载在本公司的网站www.ircgroup.com.hk，欢迎大家下载。以下有请我们的首席执行官 Dennis Cherukenko先生为我们主持会议。It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Dennis Cherukenko. Dennis, you may begin.
Good morning, good afternoon, dear shareholders, dear investors. So let me start with the fourth quarter trading update. So you have a presentation, so if you can see the slide number 5, I will start with the key highlights. First of all, so about our production. So our production slightly decreased by 0.1% volume over the previous quarter. And then the issues with the ore quality of mining continued to affect production. But sales volume increased by 3.7% over the third quarter of 2023, mainly due to comparison being made against relatively lower base of quarter three of the previous year. Despite various production issues, sales and production volumes for the full year 2023 were only 1.5% and 4% respectively, lower than those of 2022. And also continuous preparation of the Sitara deposit with the aim of starting of mining operation at Sitara in the first half of the current year, 2024. Some highlights about the corporate and industry. Our cash balance increased up to $52.8 million, and net debt decreased to $14.9 million, mainly due to the positive net cash inflow. Average Platts 65 iron ore index increased by 10.3% third quarter 2023 to $188 per ton. However, on the full year base, average Platts iron ore index lost 5% and decreased from $139 per ton in 2022 to $132 per ton in 2023. Also, Russian ruble slightly appreciated by 1% in the fourth quarter to an average 93 ruble per US dollar on a full year basis. Temporary export duties calculated with a reference to ruble US dollars exchange rate was introduced in the fourth quarter of 2023 and will remain effective for the whole 2024 year. So by now, so 2.7 million was paid in the previous quarter, and windfall tax at the reduced rate of 2.8 million was also paid. And also, mandatory unconditional cash offers launched by Axioma Capital, the main shareholder of the company, during the fourth quarter 2023, was completed in 22nd February of 2024. And by now, Axioma holds 56.7% of shares of IRC. Let's go to the concurrence of the operations, which is on the slide number 7. So, as I already told, so their production reduced due to issues with the ore quality and mining, but sales margin increased due to comparison being made against a relatively lower base of the previous quarter. Despite various production issues, sales and production volumes for the full year 2023 were only 1.5% and 4% respectively lower than those in 2022. KNS is actively preparing Sotara deposit with the aim of starting the mining operation at Sotara in the first half of the 2024. And third-party mining contractors underperformed in the fourth quarter of 2023. It's the main for the KMS operations for the fourth quarter, and I would like to pass the word to Daniel Kotlarov, our CFO, to talk about the financials. Daniel, please.
Thank you very much, Denis. So, ladies and gentlemen, can you please look at the slide 9, so where we can give you a quick update about the liquidity of the group. So in terms of the changes of the cash balance between the end of last quarter and the end of the year, so we have some improvement. So the previous cash balance was around $48 million. And at the end of the year, so unaudited cash balance is a 52.8. We have a slight improvement in the cash balance, and it happened like despite the significant amount of the payments we made in relation with the one-off tax, windfall tax, which we were mentioning in our previous update. So we settled this payment in mid of November of the last year, which allowed us to get the discount, and we paid the minimum. We were able to pay the minimum amount available, so it's half of the amount of the tax. There was also quite significant amount of the export duties, which we paid in the last quarter. So these export duties were introduced in October of the last year, and currently, in accordance with the current legislation, these export duties will be active over the course of this year, and will require to pay them on a monthly basis. So it's kind of despite this and the servicing of the MIC loan, we have a slight improvement in our liquidity in the amount of the $5 million USD, but we have to take into account that we had the certain changes in the working capital, and we expect that will be a number of the changes will be reversed in the first quarter of this year. And so, if taking this out, then so our cash will be like flat. The amount of the debt outstanding at the end of the year is about $60 million, and the amount of the net debt is $15 million. And I would like to preempt the question: so why we are not repaying? So why we're not repaying this like that while we have quite significant amount of the interest payment? And I would like to explain that at this moment of time, we are looking, if you look at the schedule here on the slide, so over the course of this year, our total amount of the servicing of the loan, including principal amount and interest, is about like $20 million. And as you will be able to look at so in the slides, when we talk about Tatara CapEx, we have more than $20 million of the critical capital expenditures program, which we are required to pay this year. And with the uncertainty we are facing at the moment with the tax environment, with declining production, which we're facing right now because of the transitional like year when we are moving to Sutara, we have to preserve the cash and kind of keep the caution of the liquidity in order in case the volatility of the price. And while in the last quarter the price environment was quite favorable, as you can see at the moment, over the course of the past like few weeks, the price of iron ore declined significantly, and together with inflationary pressure, it puts lots of pressure on our economics. And so this year it's critical that we preserve our cash in order to secure our investment program. And after successfully launching Sutara, we will be able to look at the possibility to decrease our debt. With this, we can move on with the challenges and opportunities. Dennis, over to you. Hey, Dennis?
Thank you, Daniela. So let me continue with the challenges and opportunities. There are some challenges beyond our control, so maybe I will repeat what I already said and Daniela said, but I need to stress attention on these challenges. First of all, it's iron ore prices are weakening. Iron ore prices as on February 2024 March and was there 14% lower than that at the 2023 year end. Rubble is volatile. Appreciation would increase on our cost. Russian rubble depreciated in 2023 but remains volatile. And also rising inflation impacts on operating cost. High Russian inflation rate, mining cost, and other operating cost increased, and also volatile environment, Russian windfall tax, temporary export duties, labor shortage. But also we have several opportunities, so we repeated so from quarter to quarter. It's first of all, it's our Sutara project. So we continue with the this Sutara project, and as I already said, so we plan to start it in the second half of 2024. Total initial capex to bring the Sutara pit into operation is expected to be $50.4 million, on which $29.2 million has already been incurred as of end of the 2023. The remaining $21.2 million of the pre-production capital expenditure is expected to be self-funded by cash flow generated by ourselves. So also on the slide number 13, you can see some details of the CapEx. And also I need to tell that Sutara's iron ore has higher ferromagnetic grade, and so we can improve production capacity. And so also Sutara Pit will be the long-term solution to improve production capacity issue. And so it is more than 30 years of mine life. And the next opportunity is Amur River Bridge. It's definitely, so it's situated so nearby, and definitely to improve logistic efficiency. Bridge is operational, and it's eliminating railway congestion. 150 kilotons were shipped via the bridge in fourth quarter 2023. It's from quarter to quarter, it's improved for the logistics. So it's just because it's, it was pretty new, and it shows the high transportation efficiency, encourages in Russian economic activities. Of course, it's costly, but anyway, so what we see right now, also, it's more efficient than any others. And also, I want to pass the word to Daniil Petlerov again, so to tell about the our corporate event, so recently finished with the mandatory cash offer. Daniil, please.
Sure, Dennis. Yes. So on the next slide, there's information about corporate like transaction, which we successfully so completed during the last month. So as you probably all aware, the we have so our shareholder Axioma has announced an MGO so mandatory cash offer at in like November of last year, and so this process was initiated. So initial so deadline of completion was at the end of last year, which we later extended and successfully completed in February. And yes, we can announce that so at this moment of time, the largest shareholder of FireC is Axioma, with the holding of roughly 56.8, and so the rest is the freehold. And so this process completed, and yes, right now we have a single largest shareholder with the holding which is more than 50% of shares of RC. So I think that concludes all of the major updates which we wanted to tell you about. And yes, we are happy to move to Q&A, if any.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for a question. If you would like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. And our first question comes from Daniil. Daniil, please go ahead. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clear.
Okay, so great. Thanks for the presentation. I have a couple of clarifying questions. The first one is, in terms of employees, what's the number of contractors compared to the number of employees?
Yeah, let me answer the question. You mean, so you want to know what is roughly the number of personnel which works on the companies which are doing the mining works, is that correct? Because this the major one. So roughly I can, so total in the company, including the offices, so we have, so at this moment of time, the number of personnel, is like 1,600, so approximately, and on the basis of our estimates, the companies who are doing only mine operations, it's 400 roughly.
Okay,
I don't have the exact like number of the people, but that's I think that's approximate number.
So when you say 1,600, that's the total number of personnel, including contractors. And what's the 400?
It's not included. No. 1,600, it's only our own personnel, which work on KNS mine and also in the office. And 400, it's the number of personnel which works, who are doing the mine operations, but which are not employed by us.
Oh, I see. So in total, the number is 1,600 for your own personnel and 400, which is contractors. So altogether,
yes,
it's about 2,000.
Yes, approximately.
Okay, I see. Okay. Second question is on the export tax. So that export tax is going to continue to 2024. Is that going to carry on to 2025 and 6 and 7?
It's a good question, which we are asking ourselves as well. On the basis of, we can only operate the public information on the basis of what government is telling at the moment. These temporary duties, so this legislation, it should expire at the end of this year. Although it's a matter which is out of our control, of course, and
okay,
that it will be only this year.
Right. Next question is on the Moore River Bridge. You transported 110,000 tons out of a total production of 2.5 million tons. So the bridge is basically pretty useless. It's like...
Let me give you a clarification. I think because the bridge, if you you can, I think it was in our announcement, but bridge will only begin operation in the last quarter of the previous year. So it only was kind of, so the first like train passed, I think, in September or October. I don't remember exactly this moment of time, but it basically was in trial operation. And so at this moment of time, I think it only carried a few million tons of all the cargo. Since the moment it began operations, and slowly it's ramping up its capacity. And at this moment of time, we are able to use it on a half of our production.
Yeah, just to clarify, in the fourth quarter, around 150,000 kilotons of 150,000 tons of products were shipped via the bridge in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it's all in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess my question then is, once Sukara is up and running, what do you think is the average annual tonnage to be transported through that bridge?
So the design capacity of the bridge, it can absorb the full amount of the production. Yes, in the future, if we needed to, we can use the bridge and basically use it in order to ship all the production that we have.
And in terms of the startup of the Sutara operations, is your expectation for 2024 and 2025, is your production still expected to be 2.5 megatons a year?
I'm sorry, can you repeat, please? It was unclear. So what is our production?
What's your projected production for 2024-2025?
We cannot, I think, at this moment of time to tell the number because I think we haven't like publicly disclosed it yet. Although I think we mentioned in our previous announcement and this announcement, and definitely we'll be talking about this in our annual report, that we are in transitional like year. So year on year, we have some decrease in the production last year. And since this year, so the volumes of the ore we're mining at Kimkan are declining, and not only the ore declining, the quality of the ore, and the Fe magnetic in the ore is declining as well, and because of this, the yields of the production out of the ore are declining as well. And so while we will be moving to the Sotara mine and increasing the volumes in Sotara mine, we expect this yields to improve. But this year, we expect decline of the production against the last year, and with a gradual improvement in the next year after. And eventually, we are planning that we will reach the design capacity, because at this moment of time, the limiting factor is the grade of the ore.
Okay. One question on your loan facility. I mean, there's outstanding loan balance. There's still $68 million left, and the interest payment is like 11-12%. So it's quite high. How many years do you think it will take to pay everything back, pay the loan back?
I'm sorry, the connection is not really clear. Can you repeat what's your question? So I got it that it's about the loan, which I was mentioned when I was talking about liquidity. But can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, I was just saying the interest rate is quite high. Like how many years do you think it will take to pay back all the debt?
Yes. If you look, I got your question. If you look at the slide like 9 in the PowerPoint, there is a schedule of repayment, and basically we have, in terms of the principal, with the current schedule of the repayment, it's $18 million this year, it's $19 million like next year, and then we have the bullet payment at the end of 2026. Yes, if you ask the question why we are, for example, not using the cash which we have at the moment, like to go and repay all this loan, I try to explain this already, that this year is quite difficult. We have lots of depression in terms of the cost increase because of the high inflation in Russia. We have this unpredictable environment in terms of the taxation and quasi taxation, like this custom duties. So the payment which we made of this like $6 million in the last quarter of the year, we were not aware about this when we began operations in the beginning of last year. So we just arrived out of nowhere. And so the significant amount of the custom duties which we are going to pay this year, they couldn't be expected. And in all this environment and in a situation when we have like $20 million of the repayment of the principal this year and more than $20 million of the capital expenditures of Sotara CapEx which is critical in order to keep up with the production, we have to preserve the cash. If we spend this cash now, then we might be in a situation then, and yes, in a few months we will be required to borrow more money, and with the current interest rates, I'm afraid that the interest rate like to borrow will be even more that we are paying at the moment. So at this moment of time, the view of the board and management is that we have to preserve the cash. We have to complete the Sotara investment. We have to complete the investment program. We have to launch the Sotara. We have to begin to improve the production metrics. And then, like next year, we might look at some opportunities, like to in terms of utilizing like the cash and optimizing our credit like ratio debt like to the generation.
Okay, and then on the majority shareholder, what is the change expected? Like, what is the majority of shareholder planning to change, if anything?
Sorry, are you mentioning about the NGO where Axioma becomes the biggest shareholder? Is that what your question is referring to?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Axioma owns 57-58% now, so they basically own the mine. Everybody else is minority shareholder. So what's the majority owner plan to change the mine, if anything? Like, what are the major changes expected from the majority owner now?
Dennis, would you like to answer this?
Yes, of course, I can answer. First of all, so we really don't know the concern. So the NGO has been closed recently. So, and also, I think that we expect that maybe very soon, so we will have discussions with the shareholders. Maybe it will be the annual shareholders meeting or any other shareholders event, so where we can talk with the main shareholder, so, and to understand the intention. But as I see right now, so the company is continuing with the plan like it's going on, so without any changes. And so let's see. At least for now, so there is no any special intentions or special plans from the biggest shareholder who. With this mandatory cash offer, executed the duty of the shareholder to announce this NGO event in case of reaching the limit of holding of 80%. And as you see, so some of the shareholders accepted the offer, and the main shareholder collected more than 50%. And I think, anyway, so we will see in the nearest future. So if there was any other plans of the shareholder to do something with this, so let's see. So at least for now, so we don't have any information to be shared. So, and I hope we will share something in the nearest future.
Thank you. That's all my questions.
Thank you. Once again,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Excuse me, Johnny. There's no further question at this point in time. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Phoebe. And as there's no more questions, so let's end the meeting here. And thank you for joining the call. If there's any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. You can find our contact details at our website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 如果沒有其他提問，我們會議今天就到此結束了。那也很多謝各位提問，也很多謝各位的出席。 咁如果有任何時間有任何問題呢，其實可以隨時揾我哋嘅。咁我哋嘅聯絡方式呢，喺我哋公司網站度 www.ilcgroup.com.hk度可以揾到嘅。咁就今日就我哋會議就到此結束啦，唔該曬。 So thank you. Let's end the meeting and thanks for joining.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Thank you.